It's Monday, May 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Parents, childcare, and work from home, what you need to know. Amazon in two courts, district and public opinion. And Google likely to see DOJ moves this summer. This is the business of tech. My statements last week in regards to childcare being a wanted benefit are proving timely. A coalition of companies have come behind the Invest in Parents initiative, coordinated by Clio, a startup that provides services to new parents as an employer-paid benefit. The coalition includes Salesforce, Uber, Snap, Box, Pinterest, Niantic, and Zoom. In a survey, 20% of parents say they or their partner are considering leaving the workforce over childcare concerns. Also today, a group of Seattle tech companies came together and released a new guide for employers to help small and medium-sized businesses support working parents and caregivers, led by Leg Up, a company that offers a marketplace to find daycare, after-school care and classes, enrichment programs, and other activities. The resources are available at workingparentsupportguide.com. Meanwhile, Satya Nadella spoke with the New York Times last week and offered this quote when considering telecommuting. Quote, "What does burnout look like? What does mental health look like? What does that connectivity and the community building look like? One of the things I feel is, hey, maybe we are burning some of that social capital we built up in this phase where we are all working remote. What's the measure for that?" End quote. Why do we care? This is one of my big concerns about the move to work from home, as society has also closed schools and daycares. The potential burnout of employees. Parents working from home and caring for their families are struggling to keep up. The opportunity here is to help or partner, to not just focus on the technical portions of work from home, but also the culture changes required to support it. There's also an opportunity to stand out from your competitors for hiring by addressing these same problems. Amazon in the news a lot right now, and while the upcoming testimony to Congress is one story, I'm going to cover two others. First, Amazon has filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Seattle against two companies, accusing them of widespread tech support fraud, targeting users of its Alexa virtual assistant. According to the Amazon complaint, when customers tried to use fraudulent sites or apps offering to help set up Alexa, they would be shown an animation mimicking the download process, ending with an error message that prompted them to call a phone number for assistance. When they called, the lawsuit claims, representatives would take remote control of the user's computer and try to convince them that there were technical issues preventing the Alexa-enabled device from working. Meanwhile, and unrelated, Amazon is handing out branded merchandise to say thank you to its warehouse workers, while at the same time phasing out some of its support efforts, including a $2 per hour wage hike it brought in for staff in mid-March as hazard pay for coming in during the pandemic. Why do we care? There isn't a single theme. The link is Amazon. The first story shows how the threat comes from the social engineering more than any specific technology. This is preying on the needs of users when they are vulnerable, and then using that to convince them to allow access. Kudos to Amazon for going after them. Because shame on Amazon for this set of moves to workers. Here's that lesson. Be aware of the messages you are sending your employees. This one isn't going over well, as employees are noticing the disparity and speaking out already over it. Learn from this mistake. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. Department of Justice and a coalition of 50 states and territories have investigations that are likely to produce lawsuits as soon as this summer. These investigations are into Google over antitrust concerns. Why do we care? I've been working on my presentation for this week's SMB Online Conference around how leveraging news stories exposes opportunities and threats. One of those threats is coming regulation. If you thought the pandemic ended scrutiny for technology companies, here's another warning that you're wrong. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content here, sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. You can support the production of the show with our Give What You Want model. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter for additional content, videos on YouTube, and for additional insights into the show. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.